Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Week 13 in Miami, a wrap for the Black and Gold, Saints falling 21-17 to the Dolphins. We're going to check back in at Hard Rock Stadium with Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister for an injury rundown. What you got for us, Deuce?
Yeah, the injury report, basically rundown, got it, left the game, came back in, but eventually had to leave, was questionable, did not return. It was Justin Reed with a knee injury. Had a couple other guys kind of get banged up, didn't leave the game per se, but overall the Saints came out fairly healthy outside of just, normal bumps and bruises.
Definitely a rough start to this game, Deuce. We saw this team fight back in the second half, but it seems to be the same old story like we talk if we're talking Pelicans basketball with third quarters. The start of games for this Saints offense, they're just not able to get anything going. I know you talked about it a lot too, those, consecutive three and outs, unable to get any kind of momentum or setting a tone early on.
Well, not only momentum, I think it starts with some of the plays that you're calling. You want to work everything underneath everything quick. You've got to be able to stretch that field a little bit beyond 5 yards, beyond 7 yards. And so I can trust that my guys are going to make a play beyond those yardage. And so, when you make a catch, now it's third, second, and short. If I don't gain any plays on first or second down, I'm behind the sticks. And so it's just, you've got to expand it a little bit. Some guys have to make some guys miss, but you're doing your defense a disservice when you don't get a first down in three consecutive possessions. I mean, at one point, the Saints had the ball three consecutive possessions, had the ball for a total of 5 minutes. I think it was 5 minutes and 8 seconds. That doesn't work. That's not nearly good enough. And so eventually your defense is going to wear down and they'll give up some points. And, this Saints team, you've got to be able to fix that. You love what they were able to do here late in the game, being able to rally and make some plays, and some different guys stepped up. Man, if you can, one, make the catch there, Chris Olave would not have been an easy catch, but if you make that catch, that's a walk-off. And it's just, hey, maybe the second possession of the third quarter, you had two penalties and a hold that put you behind the chains. Maybe don't have those penalties. Now I can go out and continue to have a 10-play-plus drive. Those are the little things that, ultimately are hurting this team when you look at it from a win and loss percentage or record.
Deuce, tough too. We saw the team cut the deficit to 19-17, a touchdown throw, Tyler Shough to Devon Valet. Then the two-point conversion does not end up in the Black and Gold's favor. Not only do they get the points, we end up a Micah Fitzpatrick interception returned all the way, giving two more points to Miami. Just what did you see on that play? A rough pass from the rookie.
On that play, one, they bracketed Chris Olave. So you basically have the safety in the corner taking that away. The second option, he chose to go to Vele. That's really just running a over route. And Micah Fitzpatrick just did a great job of undercutting it. I've got to go to my third guy. I can't – You know, that's a play where he's trying to run away from him, but he's not getting the separation that you need. And, you know, you just felt like that, hey, this is the throw I want. Mika undercut it, and, you know, we know kind of the rest of it. I've got to be able to go to somebody else on a play like that and give them a chance to make a play.
Deuce, we're sitting here, another loss. They're now 2-10 on the season. How hard is it to keep trying to, you know, enforce positives going forward, saying obviously these guys are professionals, they've got a job to do, but when you come up short in a game like this where you gave it really your effort the entire game despite falling behind, but like I said, in the end, you still come up short without victory.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just it comes down to being able to coach the little things. I mean, I think that's one of the things that's hurting this team, and getting everybody to continue to buy in, and not to say that they're not buying in completely, but the little things are part of buying in. And so if you're going to set the foundation and continue to try to build this program like you want it built, that's where it has to be some non-negotiables. And so some things that you're doing, it has to be non-negotiable. And the mistakes that you're making, whether it's false starts, whether it's a holding, you know, some of those are going to be a holding could be called, you know, literally probably every time. But there has to be some non-negotiables, whether it's my effort on plays. If you don't want to make a tackle, then, hey, I can't necessarily play you. It takes all 11. Whoever's out there, they've got to be willing to contribute and, you know, put it on the line for myself and my teammates.
Always appreciate the time, Deuce. Thank you. And I guess see you soon, only for you to turn around and go back to Florida for next weekend. But talk to you soon, Deuce. Appreciate the time.
No problem.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.